Julia was in the grip of both unease and irritation.
Can we trust this man? Is he even sane?
Harry gave her an amused look.
I would have thought that eccentric characters like our host would have been a regular feature of the enhanced subculture.
She shook her head. The emphasis was always on rational behaviour, since it determined how we were perceived by the ordinary people. It was ingrained into us over and over, don't frighten the norms. She glanced at the dark end of the room. Anyone openly eccentric was generally seen as a danger to the project's profile.
Well, the glow is the ultimate metropolitan culture, Harry said. Since anyone can look like anything, eccentric behavior isn't so much accepted as positively expected. But remember, all extras are masks in one way or another.
Abruptly, the far end of the room lit up again, and Nicodemus came staggering towards them, leaning on the desks for support. Head down, he seemed to be panting and shaking. Is something wrong? Julia said, halfway out of her seat. She paused when she realised that Nicodemus was laughing almost uncontrollably.
Those crazy little freaks! Even when they're on downtime, their scarred brain pans are frying up some melange of delicious lunary. A choir of lab mice, gentecked up with the president's face, indeed.
Nicodemus, I don't understand, Julia said. Why are you back so soon?
So soon?
Nicodemus loomed over her with wide, staring eyes.
My dear Lady Lion, my minions and I have been hard at work on this conundrum for 8 stark, shrieking hours. Show some gratitude, if you will.
8 hours?
8 subjective hours, Harry said quickly. Hence, brain burner.
Correctamundo, Tiger Boy, said Nicodemus. This is my own little citadel in the glow. Well, not strictly speaking part of the glow, more a handcrafted extension built onto the side of it.
He struck a pose, outstretched hand sweeping around.
Here I determine the limits and the depths and the heights. So, when I took my mem kids into the crucible of your predicament, we cranked up the subjective ratio and really got our neural oatmeal simmering.
So, you have a plan? Julia said, keeping her annoyance from showing. Nicodemus held up his fingers, thumbs hidden.
8 individual targets, 8 individualized profiles, 8 separate and distinct campaigns tailored to winkling them out of their hidey holes and into the glow.
As he spoke, he flicked a forefinger at a series of screens, which lit up one by one with the 8 Sino-Asian delegates who had to see the Kafiri-Farag report.
So, what's the first step?
Harry said.
It's already happening.
Nicodemus reversed a chair and sat down, arms leaning on the backrest.
Every one of those Uber politicians has a home net with an AI to manage his mail, filter out the trash, send out mods of the standard template replies and prioritise staff assignments. So, the initial 8 messages have been designed with them in mind, the AIs, which meant research into their soft house origins, what model, what upgrades, what custom tweaks, if any. We got lucky. One of our glow consultants let us have the cue phrases for 2 of them for a price. With those, we can get the AI to prioritise any message we like for the eyes of 2 of our targets.